become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. We're with you on this Tuesday, 28 June 2016. It's really amazing. I'm going to play a clip here from Nigel Farage on the EU's Parliament floor. And PJ Barton over there in jolly old Wales, he had to correct me last time he was on, sent this over. He says, you got to watch this. So Farage gets on the European Parliament floor and says, I've been telling you so for 20 years. So I desperately want to play this clip, but first I want to cover... And thank you, Jim, for a donation you sent to us via credit card. And if it wouldn't have been for this guy, this network already would have shut down. You know what his response to me was? Well, then I am honored that I could play a role that was that important to you. Wow. Whoa. You know, yesterday I said we needed to raise about $3,000, and I talked to the secretary, and she says, John, you got this, 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 and this. So I called Jim back, and I said, Jim, we're going to do a matching pledge drive off of your $3,000. And he said, that's fine. So that's what we're going to do. There's a lady in Round Rock, by the way, $80 donation I said yesterday. If you're listening to the show today, your doctor got the check for RBN and I got the check for the doctor. So you may want to check that. I was at the bank today and I was talking to the manager of the bank. Yeah, asking her, you know, what do you think of this Brexit thing? What do you think of, you know, the... And I almost said her name, and I will not do that. Because you can't break trust with somebody that doesn't know that their conversation is going to be broadcast on air. But I've known this woman now for, oh, I don't know, 7-8 years. Never indicated to me anything that she knew anything. She said, well, my father was in the Navy and my mother worked for the IRS. I'm from Northern Virginia. They worked in D.C. My parents told me all about this New World Order thing. I just looked at her and I said, really? So you weren't surprised when I come in here and say the basis for the New World Order is the lousy fiat banking system that you're involved in, right? And she just looked at me and smiled. And I said to her, I said, look, when honest banking comes around, at least you're going to know the banking business. Only this time around, you won't have to be playing around with the middlemen and depending on people like the people you're working for now, JP Morgan Chase. And you can go to work with a clear conscience instead of working for the middlemen. The people don't deserve anything. You know, banks should just be for clearing checks and doing things of that nature, not playing middleman. I mean, seriously, folks, with the $3.5 trillion that the United States government takes in every year, $1 trillion, a third of that, almost one third of it, goes to pay for the interest on the damn debt. The interest on the debt, and it's still climbing. See, that debt keeps adding up. Oh, you can't pay the principal down? Hey, the juice is still running, and the juice, then you got to pay the juice on the juice, and it never stops. This is one of the reasons England got out of this deal. This is the reason, after they've seen the great euro over there, the great European Union, that they decided enough of this. You guys are taking us on a slow sleigh ride to hell. He didn't move the rocks and he ain't got no snow. It's bumpy and it's getting hot. So I'll play that clip here in a few minutes. I just want to urge people, matching some $3,000, call us today. Call us, 800-724-2719, extension 1 or extension 3. Make a donation. Please do it today. I've said we've got the fixes in. The fix, I hope, is on its way down here right now. I don't know. Hadn't heard from the guy, but he will be here any day now. And we're going to go to work internally to get some cash flow going through this network. I just reduced the cost of the network, as I said, about another $800, maybe $1,000 to the operating cost of this place per month. So we're doing everything that we can and maximizing and using every one of your dollars wisely. And if you think I'm joking that this network comes before me or any of my interest, I'm not joking. I got my water cut out this morning. I couldn't even, Mike, if I smell too bad, just let me know. Couldn't even take a shower this morning. I'm not telling you that to garner sympathy. I'm just telling you that we're the real deal. When we say that we need some money to run the network, we're not joking. I don't have an offshore bank account. I don't have anything in the Cayman Islands. I'm not building for my retirement. What's the retirement age now in the United States, Mike? 60? You're not there yet, so how would you know? Okay. There's not going to be any retirement for me. I'm going to be like everybody else, working until the day you drop. So, matching funds on the $3,000. That'll tidy us over. As a matter of fact, the way things are looking, we got our new archives up. By the way, you guys didn't change the tags on the main website there. Okay, what do you want me to check here? Click archives. New archives. Oh, we got archives 2015. Okay, that's the old Loverino. So when you hit the new archives, folks, boom. Well, this computer. What year was this computer made? There it is. There it is. What really happened with Michael Rivera, which did an outstanding show today. I really enjoyed listening to this guy. At any rate, the new archives are up, and they're going to be tweaked. They're functional, and they're going to be tweaked and modified and made even better. So the guy that put this together, he's an IT guy out of New York. This guy ain't cheap. He's just worked the last 48 hours getting this up. He did it in record time. He understands how important this network is and the programming and the ability for the people to retrieve that program, to keep them edified, to keep them educated, to keep them on top of what's going on. Because you don't get this anyplace. There's a few places you can get it. But you have to walk through a mile of cow patties to get to the good stuff. Here, we got more good stuff that you don't have to soil yourself with, if you know what I mean. So at any rate, 800-724-2719, hit extension 1 or extension 3, make a donation. Do it today. Things are getting janky, they're getting better, but it's always going to be darkest before the dawn. I have a funny feeling we're going to be going through some real stuff because the globalists are not happy, folks. they are not happy. You know, I've seen a lot of writing saying, this is in their plan. You know, this is a ruse. This ain't no ruse. This is the real deal. even George Soros is going, Britain, major mistake, you got to keep Britain in the EU. Really? And the ironic thing is they're not even reporting why these people voted to get out of the EU. Well, Mr. Farage knew it. The people over in Britain knew it. Hell, even the people in the European Parliament knew it. But they just sat there steadfastly, building their little global government deal. Mexican president is demanding, now get this, is demanding that the U.S. merge with Mexico and Canada. Excuse me, El Presidente. I know hablé Spanish. Wonder if you understand inglés. Go to hell. Go directly to hell. Do not collect $200. No. You can take your crime families down there. You can take your drug running. You can take your. You can take everything that you've got. We're going to send you back the people that should be in your country, rebuilding their political system and ousting the criminals down there. We're going to be doing it here in the United States. I think people have gotten their second win. Yeah, Donald Trump is not going to be the panacea to our problems. Trust me. He is going to make some noise. He will slow their wheels down. That gives us opportunity to go to work. Here is Nigel Farage, and what's interesting, pay close attention to this. I watch facial expressions, I listen to voice inflections, all that stuff. By the way, Jim that donated the $3,000, he said, I could hear it in your voice. He says, I know when you're stressed out, I can hear it. Yeah, I'm sorry, I thought I was good at masking it. Evidently, I'm not. I wear everything on the shirt sleeve. I don't apologize. What you hear is what you get. There's no games here. There's no alter ego. There's no I'm building my fame and fortune going to Glenn Beckville. We're down and dirty, close to the vest, and we play it straight. We don't keep stuff from you because it's going to affect a sponsor or somebody might be upset. No. People want to join in the restoration of this country, let them join. If they want to be politically correct, let them stand down. Let them go by the wayside. Useless furniture, just to be moved around and eventually thrown out on a street corner. Let the junk man pick them up. Here's Nigel Farage, and you will notice that Martin Schulz, he is the president of the European Parliament, and he's sitting up there as like the head taskmaster trying to keep everybody in line. There's jeers and applause coming from the audience. And he had to remind people that in democracy, it's polite to listen to other people. See, and again, let's remind people what their buzzword democracy really means. It's their socialistic matrixed state. That's what this new world order is all about. Nigel Farage. You ready, Mikey? They were all laughing at him 20 years ago.
For the AfDD fraction,
the AfDD group, Mr. Farage.
Good morning.
Those are the sounds of the other people that are leaving soon.
Funny, isn't it? Funny, isn't it? Thank you very much for that. Very warm welcome. How things have changed.
Just a second, Mr. Farage. Ladies and gentlemen. One major quality of democracy is that you listen to those, even if you don't share their opinion.
Well, thank you, Mr. Schulz. Isn't it funny? You know, when I came here 17 years ago, and I said that I wanted to lead a campaign to get Britain to leave the European Union, you all laughed at me. Well, I have to say, you're not laughing now, are you? And the reason you're so upset, the reason you're so angry, has been perfectly clear from all the angry exchanges this morning. You, as a political project, are in denial. You're in denial that your currency is failing. You're in denial. Well, just look at the Mediterranean. No. As a policy to impose poverty on Greece and the rest of the Mediterranean, you've done very well. And you're in denial over Mrs. Merkel's call last year for as many people as possible to cross the Mediterranean into the European Union has led to massive divisions between countries and within countries. But the biggest problem you've got, and the reason, the main reason the United Kingdom voted the way that it did, is you have, by stealth, by deception, without ever telling the truth to the British or the rest of the peoples of Europe, you have imposed upon them a political union. You've imposed upon them a political union. And when the people in 2005 in the Netherlands and France voted against that political union, when they rejected the Constitution, you simply ignored them and brought the Lisbon Treaty in through the back door. What happened? What happened last Thursday was a remarkable result. It was indeed a seismic result, not just for British politics, for European politics, but perhaps even for global politics too, because what the little people did, what the ordinary people did, what the people who have been oppressed over the last few years and seen their living standards go down, they rejected the multinationals, they rejected the merchant banks, they rejected big politics, and they said, actually, we want our country back, we want our fishing waters back, we want our borders back, we want to be an independent, self-governing, normal nation, and that is what we have done, and that is what must happen. And in doing so, we now offer a beacon of hope to Democrats across the rest of the European continent. I'll make one prediction this morning. The United Kingdom will not be the last member state to leave the European Union. So the question is, what do we do next? Now, it is up to the British government to invoke Article 50. And I have to say that I don't think we should spend too long in doing it. I totally agree, Mr. Juncker, that the British people have voted. We need to make sure that it happens. But what I would like to see is a grown-up and sensible attitude to how we negotiate a different relationship. Now I know that virtually none of you have ever done a proper job in your lives or worked in business, or worked in trade, or indeed ever created a job. But listen, just listen.
Herr Farage, Augenblick.
Mr. Farage, just a second. Ladies and gentlemen, I do understand that you're getting emotional, but you're acting like UKIP normally acts in this chamber, so please, don't imitate them. Mr. Farage, however, I would say one thing to you. The fact that you're claiming nobody has done a decent job in their life, you can't really say that. I'm sorry.
Now, you're quite right, Mr. Schulz. UKIP used to protest against the establishment, and now the establishment protests against UKIP. So something has happened here. Let us listen to some simple, pragmatic economics. Between us, between your countries and my country, we do an enormous amount of business in goods and services. That trade is mutually beneficial to both of us. That trade matters. If you were to decide to cut off your noses, to spite your faces, and to reject any idea of a sensible trade deal, the consequences would be far worse for you than it would be for us. Even no deal is better for the United Kingdom than the current rotten deal that we've got. But if we were to move to a position where tariffs were reintroduced on products like motor cars, then hundreds of thousands of German workers would risk losing their jobs. So why don't we just be pragmatic, sensible, grown up, realistic, and let's cut between us. Let's cut between us a sensible tariff-free deal, and thereafter, recognize that the United Kingdom will be your friend, that we will trade with you, we will cooperate with you, we will be your best friends in the world. But do that, do it sensibly, and allow us to go off and pursue our global ambitions and future. Thank you.
You've heard the jeers and then the cheers. I find this rather fascinating. The amount of people that were going, yes, we're with you, and clapping. These are representatives from the various countries in the European Union. Does that give you a clue that things are on the move? And it's fascinating. I mean, like I said, George Soros come out. Oh, you know, this is bad. Britain's got to rescind this, and they got to remain with the European Union. Excuse me, Mr. Soros. You know, you don't get to take it with you. There are no luggage racks on hearses, and you are pretty close to the end of your life, and this is what you do with all your riches that you've been able to squeeze, you and your buddies, out of the pockets of everybody, not only in this country, but worldwide. And good luck. From this is pretty amazing. Mexican president demands U.S. merge with Mexico and Canada. Kit Daniels wrote this in response to Brexit. Mexican president Enrique Peña Nieto is calling for a EU-style North American Union. Really? Have you just seen the complaints that were levied against the European Union? See, the problem is the global elite screwed up. I've been saying this for a long time. They're about 10 years behind their schedule. North American Union was already supposed to be wrapped up. The melding of the European Union and the North American Union to bind together, and there's your basis for your world government. And everybody else that didn't want to go along, they would be, I am sure, called terrorist. They would be called a bunch of different things. They would probably end up being sanctioned for some BS political reason, and you're either going to join us, either with us or you're against us. If you're against us, guess what? You'll be smashed. And everything that you have in your country that doesn't belong to us will belong to us, because we'll just go in and confiscate it. You don't want to play with the rest of the human race? Then die. NATO is attending a North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa tomorrow to push the years-long globalist proposal that would combine the U.S., Mexico, and Canada into a regional entity at the expense of U.S. national sovereignty. Yep, there's that damn word again, sovereignty, which starts with joint energy agreements. The purpose of this visit, quoting NATO, is to renew our bilateral relationship, to give it new life, to find ways to advance the prosperity and competitiveness of North America. And there was emphasis added to the North America there. He's not the first Mexican president to push the NAU. Vicente Fox also pushed the globalist plan. But he was so vocal about it, the Bush administration finally told him to shut up to avoid negative press. I proposed a NAFTA plus plan to President Bush and Canada's Prime Minister Jean Chrétien, to move us toward a single continental economic union, modeling on the European example. He wrote this in his autobiography, Revolution of Hope. At summits, I took every opportunity to advocate clearly for free market policies, showing what sound economics could do to fund social justice. There's another one of your jingoistic communist terms, arguing for globalism, NAFTA, and a free trade area of the Americas. And during Fox's presidency in 2005, the Globalist Council on Foreign Relations met with the Mexican government to discuss the implementation of the NAU. Again, 2005 would have been about right. That's when they should have been wrapping this thing up. Not watching the European Union fall apart and their diminishing hopes that there will be a North American Union. Guess what? We don't need you, Mexico. We don't need your illegals here that came to this country, most of them to seek economic opportunity, or to put it plainly, just get a job. Most of that money was sent back to their remaining family members in Mexico, if they haven't already drugged them over the border here in this country. Yeah, a strong economy, read that, is leeching off of the wealth, or what's left of the United States, by way of what's left of our jobs. Because you know damn right well an illegal will work for next to nothing, displacing a person that should garner a fair wage for an honest day's work. And I do believe people in this country, ladies and gentlemen, are starting to get reacquainted with work. It's not a four-letter word. It's not a dirty word. You work for your daily bread. You work honestly. You work hard. You get compensated. See, this is messing around with the maxim that is endemic. I mean, it's part of production and consuming, that you pay people that are producing so they themselves can consume. This is the corporate vision. That's what it is. Production, distribution, and consumption. Production, consumption. We are asking the leaders of the United States, Mexico, and Canada to be bold and adopt a vision of the future that is bigger than and beyond the immediate problems of the president, CFR member and former Canadian Deputy Prime Minister John P. Manley wrote. They could be architects of a new community of North America, not mere custodians of the status quo. Oh, man. However, the NAU proposal would increase labor mobility between the U.S. and Mexico, which would effectively grant amnesty to illegal immigrants, and the North American regulatory plan, with a unified approach to all three countries, which would effectively end U.S. national sovereignty. Additionally, the NAU would strengthen controversial trade deals, such as NAFTA, which has only exacerbated illegal immigration by fueling mass unemployment in Mexico. Hear that giant sucking sound? That's your jobs going to Mexico. Well, once they left Mexico and went out to other parts of the planet, guess what? They needed a job. There weren't any to be had in Mexico. So they'd say, well, we'll go north. We're going to go job hunting. Did they pick up a local newspaper? No. Did they get out of the unemployment office? No. They illegally crossed into this country to get a job, knowing full well that they wouldn't be thrown out. Your global government, we're here to tell you to stick it where the sun doesn't shine. Is that an ear canal? Is that a nose canal? What is that, Mikey? Where doesn't the sun shine?
They came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
So they think that increased labor mobility, protecting the illegals, is a good idea. There are no jobs in Mexico, and NAFTA forced the price of corn, it's misprinted, it says prize of corn, so low that it's not economically possible to plant crops anymore. And that came from a Rufino Dominguez, the former coordinator of the Binational Front of Indigenous Organizations. He basically said, we came to the U.S. to work because we can't get a price for our product at home. There's no alternative. NAFTA disrupted Mexico's corn production so badly that 75,000 Iowa farmers were able to grow twice as much corn as 3 million Mexican producers at half the cost because the U.S. maintained its corn subsidies under NAFTA. That resulted in mass migration of Mexican farm workers flowing into America. The big wave of illegal immigration from Mexico began in the 1980s, but it picked up after NAFTA. That wasn't expected, according to NPR's Tim Robbins, a rare admission from an establishment outlet. Yeah, wasn't expected. Take the jobs away from people, indigenous people in their respective country, you take their ability to earn any money at all, and you're surprised because of what? people go searching for a job? You know, we're not heartless here in the United States. We understand what it is to be a slave. We understand what it's like to lose everything that you have. I'm waiting for the first court case to go to court over non-payment of a mortgage or anything. And the defense is going to be for the person is, look, none of this is of my own choosing. I didn't vote myself into bankruptcy. I was not afforded a choice. I am at the behest here of the globalists and the bankers. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, John. Great show. Yeah, John, first off, 28 dead in Istanbul, place where they made the movie Midnight Express, when they treated, you remember that movie, Billy Hayes?
Yeah.
Well, Istanbul had a blow-up over there, another bombing. But what I want to talk about on the subject you're talking about, this with this illegal invasion of our country by all these third worlders coming in here. I live in South Florida. You have Cubans that are coming in here, are getting government jobs at the behest of Afro-Americans and white Anglos that are left here in South Florida. They're getting jobs that are paying like $50,000, $60,000 a year in the transit and water, sewer, and all this, and all these other county departments. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. And half of them, I say no, I say 80% of them, John, don't even speak English, and they're getting these federal government jobs. Nothing's being investigated on that, okay? If they were to do an investigation on it, that'd be mind-boggling. Well, nobody's networks here in South Florida, but they won't do
that. So how's come, Tom, how's come I've not seen anything in the news with the people in Florida going after the governor of the state of Florida? Gee.
Well, listen, that's a great question, John, because this guy Rick Scott was another buffalo. He was full of buffalo because he was going to stop this illegal invasion. Matter of fact, the reason he became governor the first time is he was talking about he's going to do everything he can to stop immigration. He hasn't actually done nothing. Castro, Cubans are coming in here by the thousands from Mexico over here. They're actually busing them or flying them over here. They're in Ecuador and all that. We already have relations out with Castro, but they're still coming in. Matter of fact, John, the only thing that did happen today was kind of good. There was 21 of them were on a buoy on the ocean, and they caught them, one of these big, like, tower things on the ocean. Well, today, the government ruled that they have to go back to Cuba.
Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You mean they didn't land on the beach and get an automatic EBT card and lunch and a blanket?
That is correct. And matter of fact, they have so many cartoons about it in the Herald. I mean, it's unbelievable. Because if that would have been the case, if this would have went through and they could have got to the buoys and stayed there, there'd be probably 1,000 surrounded. They'd be like a beachhead right around the buoy. They'd all be taking off for the boats, all bring them into South Florida, give them Section 8 housing, food stamps, welfare, you know, everything else. They get $17,000 in vouchers. Yeah. It's just unbelievable.
What is running around? You got Cubans, you got Haitians, you got Dominican people from Dominican Republic. Who else, the invaders, have you got in southern Florida?
Oh, you've got a lot of people from the West Indies. You got, you know, like you said, you got Dominicans, you got, you know, you got people from from all the Caribbean islands. But I will say this: you go around South Florida, and you'll see dead chickens everywhere. They put them in plastic bags, and they used to throw pennies up on the courthouse steps. That was years ago. This was like 15 years ago. There would be hundreds of pennies on there with chicken blood on them, and people wouldn't pick up the pennies because they figured they'd get cursed. If they picked the pennies up, they'd put curses on the judges here in Dade County. It was just it's a wild thing. You know, we had the Muriel Boatlift here, John. I'm sure you know about that back in the day.
Yeah.
Under Jimmy Carter, I can tell you right now, I don't know if people remember the facts, but in 1 year we had 3,600 murders in 1 year in Bay County. Well, I believe that was 1982. That was going on. And then, you know, getting back to what's going on with these Demorats, John, look at Chicago, look at Detroit, look at all these cities that are basically in flames with crime. It's unbelievable. Chicago had, 200 murders over the last month?
Well, I just saw a snapshot of a story. I think it said that six or seven or eight people were just killed over the past weekend, and so many injured. And I'm looking at this, and as you say, the Demorats, here we have people that don't pay attention to laws, and you could have all the laws in the books. They have gone to the criminal side, and they're killing each other. But we never talk about that in the media. We can't have an adult conversation about the shape that black people, and especially in the inner city, and how they got here. We can't have a discussion about that. What we're getting right now is tweets about the Clinton and the Donald campaigns. And,
yes.
And we'll discuss that. And panelists, what do you think that Donald Trump should do with his campaign from here on out? Everything, Tom, that they can throw up there to derail people from the real salient things, just as the BBC and the other news services over in England did about this Brexit thing. Same thing. Controlled media for the public opinion, or at least the appearance of the public opinion, so they can march on with their globalist marching orders. It has to stop. Tom, I thank you for your call.
Yes, James. John, one more thing I'd like to say. These Mexicans on the farm, these farm workers, I looked at a statistic. Of all the millions that are illegal that are here, John, there's only 740,000 people actually in the agricultural industry. Where is the rest of these millions of illegals? What are they doing for work here in the United States?
They are now working in crews of five.
Lawn service? They cutting grass?
No. They've taken over all the... I don't care if you're in a chicken plant. I don't care if you're in the construction business, the roofing business. They in here in Texas, I would dare you to go to a job site with a house being built and pick out any white people. There are none.
Well, you can't see it on the expressway, John, when they do the highway work. You don't see no white Americans doing any construction on the highways, interstates or anything. You don't see none of them. They're all Hispanic. And that right there in itself is treasonous by the leadership of Washington to allow, you can't even find white males, especially here in Florida. I don't see no white males building interstate roads.
And anything. Tom, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Thank you. Remember me talking about Abner Dethridge? He was with he was pretty high up in the agriculture department, and he would be sent out on some very interesting missions. Now, he admitted this to me, and you remember Ferdinand Marcos? Well, he and another gentleman got him out of the Philippines. That was his job, because they don't look at the agriculture people too closely. First, second, maybe third time around coming to the country, demonstrating tractors and new farming techniques or whatever. After so many times, they kind of ignore him. Well, that was his job, to get Ferdinand Marcos into Mexico. He was then offered a bribe by Ferdinand Marcos to get his money out of the Mexican banks, which had just recently been moved to from the Philippines, and get him into the U.S. banks. And he was offered a large commission to do this. How much money Ferdinand Marcos drug over from the Philippines and put in the banks? Millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And he was offered a fat commission if he would do. He said, I am not going to do that. I am not a thief. I am a person of standing. And I'm not going to do that. Let me tell you something else Mr. Abner Dethridge did. He went to all the congressmen, all the senators in Washington, D.C., and he said, look, this was 30 years ago. He was talking to these people and going, look, Mexico needs money. They need money for infrastructure. They need money for roads and buildings and schools and water treatment and all of that stuff. Let's work out a deal with Mexico that the United States will buy all the oil that they're capable of producing. Here's the caveat, that you take 20% right off the top, untouched. You take 20% off of your profits that we're going to be giving you for your product of oil. You take that 20% and you stick it directly into infrastructure. Start building your country out. Modernize it. He was turned down flat. When the CFR and the Bilderbergers got a hold of this information, all of a sudden, doors in Washington, D.C. were quietly closed in his face. And this man, at any given time heretofore, could show up in anybody's office. Yeah, I got a few minutes, Abner. No, come on in, sit down. People that saw what was going on tried to fix this years ago. And I don't want people to misunderstand my tact and my approach with this. I'm just pissed off. I don't hate Mexicans. I don't hate them for trying to feed themselves or try to feed a family or try to survive. It's one of the basic human traits. Fight or flight, baby. Eat and survive or run like hell and hope you don't drop of starvation. But you can only run so far and so fast. This monster that's been eating everything has been coming on for year after year after year. The globalist dream. You want the United States to merge with Mexico? I don't think so. Now, we're not being invaded by Canadians, but old Canada up there, you know, you can keep your people up there and we'll keep our people down here. We can cooperate with each other. We can trade with each other as long as it's fair trade. Forget this free trade crap. Free trade? There is no such thing. Between Mexico right now and China, we're running, I don't know, somewhere upwards of $700 billion a year. That's just two countries, folks. We're not talking about any place else. The trade deficit that this country is facing could very well, and it probably is, over $1 trillion a year. You know what? That's a lot of jobs. That's a lot of jobs that could be here in the United States, people working. Working, remember working people? We got over 92 million people that are out of work in this country, a third of the population. And I'm not talking about just eligible out of that 318 million or whatever the heck it is. We're talking about 92 million people that if they had the opportunity to be working, they would be working. Really? And nobody in Washington has been able to figure this out. Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob.
I appreciate you playing that audio of the gentleman. I forgot his name.
Nigel Farage. Don't forget the
Nigel,
name.
Nigel, yes.
You'll be hearing it many times in the future.
I've already forwarded that as of earlier this morning. To many of my friends. I've advised them to listen to it. Also, I watched and listened to most of Brexit, the movie, this morning, and I'm forwarding that to everyone and demanding that they watch it because for their family's sake, to educate, to understand how things have gone, how things have come about, why things are so desperately horrible the way they've set them up. And one of my friends got about 10-20 minutes into it and he's pissed off. And I said, good, now you understand. I said, I just want to not, you have to learn to focus it, but everybody is waking up, and what I'm trying to point out to people is the sheep are, what was thought of as sheep are waking up, but they're realizing that they're actually lions and tigers and bears, and the globalists are going, oh my, and that's what's happening. So yeah. God bless it. It's like fantastic.
Well, here again, now I want, Rob, I want something stuck in people's heads that's not going to leave. We have, the tide has turned. There is, I'll use one of their terms, a sea change taking place. Many people in Europe, obviously in Britain, here in the United States, we've all woken up to what their grand plan is for a new world order. People, this is in stark clarity to a lot of people, unblinkingly, they're looking at it and going, oh man, oh, I guess these guys were right. You know, I was blown away, I think I mentioned this, last Friday, after the Brexit vote, I'm watching Fox News, and these people that were going after the supposed sovereign citizen movement, or going after these wacky conspiracy theorists talking about a new world order. I'm sitting there and I'm watching them speak and they're going, well, looks like a brick has been taken out of the wall for the global government. And one of them mentioned a new world order. Looks like the new world order is in trouble. The very people mouthing those words for 25 years was calling people like me a whack job. I want an apology. No, I'll tell you what I want. I want you to shut your face and shut your operation down because obviously you're not even a good propagandist team anymore. Rob, you keep tweeting and pushing that stuff out. Keep waking people up. We cannot lose the momentum that has now started.
Oh, no, it's a firestorm, sir. It is a firestorm.
Well,
trust me.
Let's throw some logs on it.
People are awake.
All right, man. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate your call.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 33diabetesreverse.com. That's 33diabetesreverse.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 33diabetesreverse.com. That's 33diabetesreverse.com now.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Remember back in October, I heard Mike Rivero talking about this on his show today, and this connected some dots. If you look at republicbroadcasting.org, people in Virginia are wondering why they're seeing large amounts of UN trucks. You know, the MRAP type, mine-resistant type. And this from October 2nd of last year. On Wednesday, Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced at the United Nations that her office would be working with several American cities to form what she calls a Strong Cities Network, a law enforcement initiative that would encompass the globe. Oh, boy. This should land this thing masquerading as an attorney general in prison. No trial. Here's the evidence. You said it. No, with you administrators for the communist world, we're just going to forego the trial and the embarrassment and the expense, and we'll just send you directly to jail. Here's your you got to go to jail card, and there ain't no getting out free. Now, what this amounts to, folks, is nothing less than an overriding of American laws up to and including the United States Constitution in favor of the United Nations laws that would henceforth be implemented in the United States itself without any consultation of Congress at all. Oh boy, aren't they fun? Why not? Well, we can declare wars at the stroke of a presidential pen in order to go killing people and cultures and entire countries. We don't need the okay of Congress to put their keisters on the line for declaring war against people. We don't declare war anymore. We just go blow the hell out of them because the president thinks it's a good idea based on no credible threat. The United Nations is a Sharia-compliant world body, and Obama, speaking there just days ago, insisted that violent extremism is not exclusive to Islam. Obama is redefining jihad terror to include everyone but the jihadists. So will the UN, driven largely by the Sharia Enforcement Organization of Islamic Cooperation and the pro-Islamic post-American President Obama, use a global police force to crush counter-jihad forces? Now keep something in mind, folks. What her office and these agencies have been instructed as to what real terrorists are in this country. And that includes you and me. Because we keep running around with these insane arguments saying that we're a republic and not a democracy. That we're a sovereign country and not subject to international law or rules or regulations or taxations or anything else. So what's the global police force doing in our cities right now? This is exactly the abdication of American sovereignty. And the writer says, this is what I wrote in my book, The Post-American Presidency, the Obama Administration's War on America. Remember how many people out there said, look, it's on when we start seeing the little blue beanie people on the streets of America? I think we are very close. I believe they're going to do a false flag. I'm not trying to scare the hell out of people, but they've already set everything up in the motion, but there's got to be a trigger point. There's got to be some even ludicrous excuse to unleash the peacekeeping forces, because obviously the FBI can't stop anything, so we need international peacekeepers here inside the United States. Makes sense, right? Come on, give up a little bit more freedom and liberty. It'll do you good.
Odors and air pollutants are building in your basement and crawl space, turning your home into an uncomfortable, unhealthy environment. Stop fighting this yearly battle. Get a Wave moisture control unit like Kathy did.
The smell is gone and the basement is now clean and livable. We created a very nice room in the basement and we love being able to spend time there.
Listen to what Paul had to say.
I have COPD and restricted airway disease. Since I put this ventilation unit in, it's made an incredible difference in my breathing and the air quality in only 3 weeks. It has amazed me. My son has asthma and lives in our finished basement. He has stopped coughing already.
Unlike dehumidifiers, Wave units are energy efficient, have no buckets of water, and will expel harmful gases and pollutants. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-618-WAVE. That's 888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.